Separate fires in the Minerva area kept firefighters busy this morning. Shortly after 5, Minerva crews responded to a garage fire in the 4300 block of Paris Avenue Southeast in Paris Township. The building was fully involved and appeared to be a total loss. Firefighters from Ostenburg and Washington Townships and Mohawk Valley assisted at the scene. Around 5:40, crews were called to a house fire in the 300 block of East Lincoln Way in Minerva. Homeworth, Hanover, North Georgetown, and Great Trail Fire Districts helped battle the blaze. The structure sustained significant damage. No injuries were reported. The cause of each fire is under investigation. A man is facing multiple charges following a violent domestic incident in Canton Township. On Monday, Stark County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 3900 block of Navarre Road Southwest. 36-year-old Stephen Thornsley of Canton is accused of stabbing his brother in the chest during an altercation. He is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Investigators also say a child was nearby during the incident, leading to an additional charge of endangering children. Thornsley is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Alliance City Council is set to vote on a housing push in the 1st and 2nd wards during tonight's meeting. Lawmakers will consider a series of ordinances to transfer 11 city-owned parcels to the Greater Alliance Development Corporation for redevelopment, including new single-family homes. If approved, the city would waive water and sewer tap fees for the project and provide $100,000 in HUD funding to assist the developer. Also on the agenda is an appropriation of $100,000 for an addition to the Maple Beach Park building and a request to the Ohio EPA for grant money to build a new road salt storage facility. A Youngstown man faces drug charges after a single vehicle crash in Pike Township Saturday morning. The Highway Patrol says 44-year-old Joey Seaman drove a pickup off Duber Avenue Southwest, striking several trees and an embankment near Aulet Street. He was taken to Altman Hospital with minor injuries. Seaman was found with 2 alprazolam pills and a glass smoking device. He is charged with possession of drugs and paraphernalia and cited for OVI refusal, driving under suspension, unauthorized plates, failure to control, and not wearing a seatbelt. He was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. A woman is behind bars on drug charges and an outstanding warrant following a high-speed chase in Portage County. 44-year-old Jessica Irons of Streetsboro faces charges of drug possession and abusing harmful intoxicants. Deputies say Irons led the highway patrol in pursuit along I-76 in Rootstown Friday before a deputy used a maneuver to force her vehicle into a ditch on State Route 225 in Palmyra Township. Irons' passenger, 39-year-old Elizabeth Cofield of Akron, was also arrested for drug possession. Both women remain in the county jail. A Pennsylvania man is jailed following a violent assault and burglary in Salem. 50-year-old George Fiesel of Enon Valley allegedly attacked a man with a pair of pliers during an argument Sunday at a home on East 3rd Street, leaving the victim with a swollen eye and bloodied face. Police say Fiesel fled but was later found hiding in a basement after breaking back into the home. He is charged with felonious assault, burglary, trespassing, and violating a protection order. Fiesel was arraigned today in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Bond was continued at $15,000 and a preliminary hearing is set for Monday. Lisbon officials are celebrating a financial win that will help keep local tax dollars in the village treasury. Mayor Pete Wilson says ODOT has increased a construction grant for the Pritchard Avenue Bridge replacement to $1.3 million. The funding boost means the village likely won't have to use any of its own capital funds to cover the project. The bridge, located near McKinley School, dates back to the 1930s and has not seen major work in 50 years. Bids are expected to go out next month, with construction slated to begin this spring. That section of Pritchard Avenue will be closed for roughly 6 months. 2 Youngstown men have been found not guilty of murder. 35-year-old Kenneth Carter and 23-year-old Terry Hopkins were acquitted today in the January 2025 shooting death of Rashawn Graham. WKBN-TV reports the defense successfully argued that ballistics evidence did not match the suspects and that key prosecution witnesses were unreliable. The jury found Carter guilty of a firearms charge. The verdict ends a week-long trial in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Officials from Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown are denying allegations that they ignored bullying of a gay freshman. The lawsuit filed by the student and his grandmother claims football players harassed him during the 2023-24 school year and administrators did nothing to stop it. The school and diocese deny most claims, saying the student never reported harassment and that he received tutoring, counseling, and other support. They also say he was asked to leave for academic reasons, not a hostile environment. The defense is seeking to have the case dismissed and requests a jury trial. The case is pending in federal court before Judge Benita Pearson. Republican Nikki Frenchco has filed paperwork for a possible run in Ohio's 14th congressional district. The former Trumbull County commissioner has pulled nominating petitions and may challenge 7-term incumbent Dave Joyce. The district includes Trumbull, Lake, Ashtabula, and Geauga counties. Primary filings are due February 4th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.